You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under one. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back in Vegas at the MGM Grand. Everybody's getting ready for Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena. One of my good friends in boxing, the badass Caleb Plant, is here. And I think the last time you did my show, I was on the Howard Stern channels on Sirius XM. I did my dirty show. You remember I did a dirty show with all the cussing and everything?
Yeah, I remember that.
And now I do TV in New York.
Look at you, man.
I do sports betting TV, and I got a blazer on.
Shit.
You never saw me with a blazer on, son.
Moving on up in the world.
You know what I mean?
Come on now.
Hey, so I got to tell you, I was at the tank fight. And I was sitting in your row three. We were sitting in the same row, and all the nonsense broke out with that freak, Ryan, who had absolutely come right from the mental ward to the arena and was acting like a tool and was upsetting everyone and their brother in that arena. Wherever he went, he was like a cancer. And I'm sitting there. I remember Mighty Mouse was sitting there. His girlfriend was pretty hot, too, I have to say. She was really beautiful. I thought she looked at me. You could tell she liked me. She thought... You know, she's like,
she had a thing for you.
You know what I mean? You can tell she's like, Pharrell's over there, and then Caleb Plant's over there. And then this kid starts mouthing off to you. And I swear to God, like, because I've always been a fan of yours, I was sitting there with my son who goes to San Diego State, and I go, watch this. I go, watch this. My man is just not having this. He's not having this kid, this punk, talking to him. And I thought you were going to kill him. I really did. I thought right then and there you were going to kill him right in the third row.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some things you got to let slide and you got to pick and choose your battles, and some things can't be tolerated. And, you know, some of the words that he said about my family.
Horrible.
Can't be tolerated. And so,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him.
You're a drip.
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. And, you know, I think he needs help. But like I said, a guy like that looking for, I'll be the help you're looking for.
You know what's funny, though, is he actually has talent. And he's wasting it with all the other BS. Don't you think he can fight? He can fight. The kid can fight.
He's no scrub.
A stop outside the ring that is ruining his life and career, and no one can get through to him. And you were going to be the one that got through to him with your fist.
Yeah, but, you know, that's for him to figure out, you know. You can't want it for somebody more than they want it for themselves. So,
what is the deal with this kid? Like, I just watched the press conference here, and you were funny. You said to Makambi that his brother was his sister. And that was the line of the day. And I also had to say, I said earlier to Raleigh that I thought Makambi had a square dancing shirt on with Terminator glasses. And I thought he looked awful. He literally had a square dancing shirt on. Yeah. You have to admit it.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of the Western.
No, you aren't. Not that shirt. That's a great coat.
I'm a fan of the Western stuff, but it's the Viper glasses.
It was the Viper glasses. It was Trevor.
And yeah, you know, his brother calling me a bum, but as you heard up there, Trevor doesn't think I'm a bum, and that's all that matters. He knows I'm world class. And anybody who's got a brother or a little brother walking around making fun of professional athletes, you don't have a little brother, you have a little sister, because you know what guy on the sidelines is gonna pick a professional athlete.
So where did he yell at when you were doing the pull up when you came into the MGM?
Yep.
And then he gave you the business in the lobby?
No.
Or out in the ballet?
No, he just called me a bum at the Grand Arrivals when I was on stage.
Oh, when you were on stage.
No, he wouldn't say that.
He
to don't my
want
face.
Any part of you.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Now what about his brother? Like what is you're gonna get that interim belt Saturday night. Listen, Mafia knows. I wanted to watch Danny, Caleb, and Canelo. I got the trifecta. I got my wish. Because I ain't seen you fight in a minute. Now, the one thing I love about you is the stones on you of who you will fight. You fought Canelo. You'll fight them all. You fought Benavidez. They call him a monster. You're like, you're not afraid of him. You fought all of them. And win or lose, you fight anybody they put in front of you. That's what I like about you. There's a lot of guys that'll duck guys their entire career because they don't want to have a blemish on their record as if they matter. I respect guys that fight everyone no matter what happens in the ring. How do you see it play out in your life and career?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my dad always taught me that it's important to go after the biggest challenges. You know, if you want that legacy, if you want that glory, which is what a real warrior lives for, then you got to go after the biggest task. And if you think you're the baddest man, then, you know, whoever else they say is great, you got to test your skills against them, man. Sometimes you may come up short and people may call that a blemish, but I think the real blemish is never testing your skills to begin with and never going after the biggest fights. So I pride myself on that.
So we're like, you were living in Nashville or something, I think, the last time I talked to you, or somewhere.
Oh, that's where I'm from. I'm from Nashville.
Are you living there now? Where are you living?
I live here. I've been living here since 2016, and I'm from like 25 minutes outside of downtown Nashville. It's called Ashland City. It's way out in the country.
But you moved out here now.
Yeah.
You like it here, or do you miss there?
I mean, I miss home. I miss things about home, but I love it out here.
So your work in the gym and all the fights you've had and how you've been getting ready for McCombie, how do you feel? How's it been going? Are you ready to dance Saturday night and put on a show again like you always do for the fans? Or what's it like, the difference between doing it here and being back there and when you were coming up?
Yeah, I love the big stage. You know, big fight this Saturday, WBA interim title on the line. And I'm excited to let the bell ring and, you know, get on there and perform.
So, you know, this guy's a Jets fan. And he said to me before. He said before you came over here today, he said, this guy, you're bringing this guy on again. He goes, tell him that Aaron Rodgers is going into Smashville to beat the Titans Sunday if it's the last thing they do. He said it, that guy right there. Let him know what you think.
Well, we just lost to the Bears, so I'm not.
They were up 17-0.
I know. Let the game slip. So
I blame Levis. He had it all, and then he laid an egg.
I don't know. I was disappointed. Once they got rid of my guy, A.J. Brown, I was like, wow. Then they got rid of Derrick Henry.
Oh, my God.
So, but, you know, we're in a rebuilding phase, so we'll see. We'll see. We'll see about those Jets.
When you were there, did you go to like Predators games and stuff? My Penguins beat them in the Stanley Cup Finals. Did you enjoy that? He's not. Look at his face.
Yeah, I've been to a couple Predators game and Titans game. You know, I'm a diehard Titans fan. I'm a represent. So, who's your favorite team? Football team?
I'm the Steelers. I'm all Steelers. Pittsburgh. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. That's it. And I like the Miami Canes in college football. I went to Indiana. I like the Hoosiers in basketball, but nothing else. Their football program's for sissies. They hang out with that McCombie's little sister.
McCombie's, yeah. I like that. My man.
Hey, listen. It's great to see you fighting again. I can't believe, because I haven't been to – it's been a minute since I've been to one of your fights, so Saturday night I get to check it out and see you do your thing. How do you think this guy, what do you worry about? Because I know you respect him. You've said it right to his face. You were up there on the stage today talking about, you respect me, I respect you, let's go, let's get it on. What do you think of him as a fighter?
Well, I said he's not a bum. So, you know, respect's a strong word. You know,
you don't like him.
I respect my opponents enough to train hard. And yeah, I'm not necessarily a big fan of them, but you know, I just got to go in there, be myself, stay sharp, stay relaxed. And you know, I've been on the big stage before, so I know how to handle it.
And then tomorrow you're going to go in there and weigh. What are you going to end up weighing?
168, right on the dot.
Right on the dot. No questions asked. Is that a pain in the ass getting through that? Like, I was talking to Danny about it. He just said it's painful.
I mean, regardless of how much weight you got to lose, you know, it's never fun, but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, my dad's always reminding me, you know, we don't get paid for the stuff that we love with our job. We get paid for the things that we don't like. So, you know, I'm getting paid to make weight. I'm going to make it like a professional. And, like I said, go in there and perform on Saturday.
Win another title and get a lot of money. It's a beautiful thing. Hey, good luck to your crappy teams. It's always good to see you, brother. Oh, I love you. I look forward to watching you fight Saturday night. I'm glad you didn't kill little Ryan when he lost his mind in the third row at the fight. I was there with you. I got to tell you, I'm telling you, that chick, Mighty Mouse, his girl, she was looking at me.
I don't know about all that.
I made her laugh, too. I got her a drink.
I don't know about all that.
I'm telling you.
And it could be worse. You know, I could be a Jets fan as far as the Titans. You know, I could be a Jets fan, so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, I hope you enjoyed Caleb Plant giving Mafia the business. Unbelievable, these fighters.
He was. Big Titan Jet game coming up on Sunday. Caleb Plant very involved with that. It's always good to see Caleb back with you there. He lives in Vegas now, though. He's probably a Raider fan, too.
Listen, he's lost two fights in his entire career. And I can tell you that when you lose to Canelo Alvarez and to David Benavidez, you know, I could say unequivocally, at least he fought them. And he went toe-to-toe with both of them. He is a violent customer, my man, Sweet Hands. And he took them both on. And most guys are afraid to take them on. And I'll tell you one thing. No one likes hearing it, but Canelo still won't fight Benavidez.
Are we back?
No. And I'm not bringing that up to him. I can tell you that much. I'm not going to bring it up
to him. Hasn't fought him.
So what do we got tonight? Sure. I know you got some coaches here.
Right. Well, let's get into it here while we have some time as you're awaiting some more people. Week 2 starts tonight for the NFL in Miami. Thursday night football between the Bills and the Dolphins. We have given you the numbers all week long since Josh Allen's been the quarterback. 11-2 Buffalo is against the Miami Dolphins. They have won the last four AFC East titles. Here is Mike McDaniel. Now, I don't know what's happened to Mike, Scotty, over the last couple of years, but let's just say here's Mike trying. Here's him trying to tell everybody that winning the division is important.
If you want to do anything in this league, generally, you can't skip over the much mandated step of winning your division. There's one team that's won the division consecutive years that you could say that they by de facto own the division until somebody takes it from them. So that's just, I think it's pretty obvious, you know, I think it's also something that they have earned.
What?
And, you know, we would like to be in a situation where we earn the same thing. And there's one way to do that. You got to beat your division opponents.
What is happening there? I don't even know what just happened to us. I don't know. Like, we know that the Bills own the Dolphins.
That's it. Mike was struggling for the words there to get through that.
What a mess that was.
They. On the other side, of course, is Josh Allen, who was excellent last week. He's excellent against Miami. But Josh says this is actually a different Miami defense than the one that he has tormented over the last few years, including them now having a guy who was on the Bills for the last few years. That is Jordan Poyer, now in the Miami defensive backfield. Here's Allen.
Well, obviously, I think they got a little bit of different personnel than they've had the last few years. Obviously, bringing in a guy like Poe, you know, miss that guy. He's a leader. He's a leader for them. He's a very smart player. He knows a lot about this offense and a lot about me. So, taking that into account, bringing the guy like Clayus Campbell, again, veteran leadership, guys that are in the right spot doing the right things, and new D coordinator. So they're doing a little bit of things differently over there, the type of scheme that they're running, and they got some playmakers over there. You know, Holland's playing some really good football. He had a really big play last week. We all know Jalen Ramsey got paid the highest paid corner in the league for a reason. So, again, they got some guys over there that we got to focus on and worry about. But at the same time, it's a short week. Got to focus on what we do best.
I've never seen him that way.
But... Listen, I honestly, I think he's fantastic. But I want to say, he really does look like the kid that, like, comes and asks you if you want your driveway shoveled. He really is the kid at the front door. You know, for $10, I'll shovel your driveway. He's got that boyish look about him. Like, he just got done playing football in the backyard with all his friends. I'm a little surprised he wears his hat forward instead of backwards. He looks like he could be on the Bad News Bears. Like, at some point, he just looks like that kid in the neighborhood that you didn't trust, but you knew that he came from good stock.
But that's, I think that's what people love about him, right? I think that that's why a lot of people like right. Josh Allen, because he comes right. from that kind of look. And obviously, we've heard the story 6 billion times about nobody wanting him in college, sending out all the tapes, all that stuff. I he's got like a little bit of an underdog story to his background. But yes, in shots like that, he does look like he could be your paper boy as opposed to
playing
quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. here it is for tonight. -2.5 still for the Fish. 48.5 now the total. Some down from 49.5 yesterday. Your numbers for tonight, Thursday Night Football.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what to think because the Bills game, I mean, I know who I'm taking. I'm taking the Bills in the 2.5, but I you know, in terms of the total, I thought that the Bills last week were in a wild game, and I think that there's potential for them to give up some points. I think that Miami, you know, played a 17 game. They had no business winning that game. They were down 17-7. I thought they blew it. So that was a game that was under. And so I don't know if they busted out yet, but I wasn't impressed at all with Buffalo's defense. So I'm thinking over in this game tonight in Miami. I think that the Bills can score. I think that the Dolphins can score. I don't deny that Ramsey got all that money, but that doesn't necessarily equate to me that they have some great defense in Miami. Although I am predicating it by saying that I have already told you on a number of occasions that I like the Dolphins in the East this year. I like that team, and they get no juice for whatever reason, but I still think they're a playoff team that can't figure out how to win a playoff game. They need to get over the hump like the Cowboys do.
Look, I don't disagree about Ramsey, but here's the difference about the Bills' offense this year. You know, there's no more Diggs. You know, there's no more one guy that somebody like a Ramsey is going to go focus on and run around after all night. The Bills are using everyone. I mean, it could be anyone tonight. Shakir, Mac Collins, Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Keon Coleman. I mean, Josh is spreading it around, Scotty. There's a lot of different guys you're going to have to go
yeah.
after. I got more numbers.
And I like that about their offense now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver, hi. I just wanted to ask you because you know that I had, you know, like 2 months ago I was here and I did a fight, the Tank Davis fight. And we all know that you and I were together at the Super Bowl, I think maybe it was the Super Bowl show that we did together, the NBA draft, the second day of the NBA draft. So we're together and I said to you, I said, you know, I look really fat with my gut. On the set in the fern chairs when I sit in the, you know, the black fern chairs. So then I was very upset about my big gut. And I came here to Vegas and did the Tank Davis fight, and I noticed that I had a big gut, and I was doing funny jokes. Remember with, like, Bruce Binko, how fat do I look? Like, I'm really fat. So now I went out and I bought an untucked shirt and I lost 10 pounds playing basketball and swimming. I thought I looked good, so I thought I'd wear my untucked shirt today to the set. And then there were those that said that they wanted me to tuck it in. So I tucked it in now, halfway through the show, to see if I still have a fat gut. And Carver High, can you give me a review? Because I think I look a lot better than I did 2 months ago with my untucked shirt that I bought untucked. It's called Untucked. And I tucked it in. And I think I actually look fantastic. Mafia just told me he thinks that the girl that was doing push-ups earlier was actually trying to indicate to me that I had lost 10 pounds and she was willing to sleep with me tonight.
Did you ever find out who that was? The girl doing the push-ups out there? Did you ever get a name?
I did not. She's here now. No. I did not. I'm so intimidated by her strength and power and body that I refused to acknowledge and introduce myself. But I did introduce myself to her colleague who has my number.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're both going to try to, do me later.
Well, there you go.
I look good with the shirt tucked in, though. You can't deny I don't look fat right now.
No, it looks good. I'm very far away from my screen, so I don't
Mafia
see much.
Mafia just said to me,
screen,
literally,
so
that he said that I am a wussy that I tucked it in. An untucked shirt that I tucked it in. He said I'm a wussy, so I actually tucked it in. And I just wanted to show the general viewing public that I do not look as fat as I did 2 months ago. You can see it, Carver.
I can see it. I only have like 2.5 minutes left here in this segment. I want to finish.
You know, we have had a lot of weight issues lately at the network. There's been a lot of talk from my end. I've been hearing a lot of talk about everyone's different food intake. So I just wanted to say that I have not eaten any food today yet here in Las Vegas.
Wow. You'll have you can go after. There's a big buffet over there. You can
stop
by. Thank
you. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that.
Favorites against the spread in primetime so far this year. Of course, you had 4 primetime games last week. The Chalk 4-0 against the spread. How about that? Kansas City, Philadelphia, Detroit, San Francisco on Monday night. So 4-0, the Chalk has been good in the primetime games so far. How about Thursday home team, Scotty? I love giving you numbers here since 2019. 37-51 against the spread. That's another good one for the Bills tonight. We like to see that. And I will leave you also with this to clean up the Bills and the Dolphins. And that is our tutties for tonight for the Bills and the Fish. Squish the Fish tonight down at Hard Rock in Miami. I've got a 3-pack for you.
We're
going
look at
with
this.
First tutty with James Cook. 10-1, Scotty. First tutty for James Cook at 10-1 tonight. We're going to take Waddle at +185. And I know that the Cardinals locked up Kincaid on Sunday. I don't think he'll be as locked up tonight. +2 Bills for Dalton Kincaid for the Bills.
All right, so just real quick, give me those again. Cook, Kincaid, and who's the other one?
Waddle, 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 waddle.
Oh, yeah, waddle, waddle. All right, I like those. I'm going to get those bets in. I will tell you, I'm very frustrated today, Carver High, because I went on my betting app here at the lovely state of Nevada, and it accepted my face. It let me in, and then it wouldn't accept any of my bets. Kept saying there was an error. So all morning I've been trying to put bets in. All day I've been trying to put bets in, and I've been unable to put bets in. It will not allow me to bet. Do you think this is a sign, Carver High, from above, that I should not be betting today?
I don't think it's a sign. I think you just go to the window after the show and they'll fix it for you. I mean, I'm sure
just go to the window.
And they'll straighten you out. That's all you got to do.
You know,
all right, there's
I got my boy Willie over here. When I go down to Willie, I go to Willie to the window.
Yeah, that's... Yes, Willie at the window. We've got other NFL news for you when we come back. We've got a little bit more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Look who it is. Edgar Berlanga, the New York fighter, badass Puerto Rican, getting ready for Canelo Alvarez Saturday night at the T-Mobile Arena. Badass from the Big Apple. You know what I like best is this picture. I think that is Gandhi. The shot of like, it just like, most guys are like smiling or this or that. My man's got, he just puts his fists up in the air. Yeah. I kind of like that.
That reminds you of like New York stuff. Like
it is New York stuff. Yeah. It's like kind of gangster. And I think there's a little, you got like a little scowl going too. Like a little.
It's New York stuff right there.
They're just angry. Like,
tight,
I don't care what you think of me.
Fucker.
Yeah, I know. And then you're just showing everybody. Now listen.
Do it again. Do it again.
You got trouble. It's just a little lip. It's like a little tooth. You know what I mean?
Like that.
Your teeth look pretty good for a fighter. You haven't lost any of them yet?
I lost one.
A couple? Which one?
My girl. She
knocked you out?
Yeah.
Wow. She sounds tough.
Yeah, she's tough. She's Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Oh, my God. I don't mess with those girls.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Mine's 34C, I call her. That's her nickname. My wife, hot. It was her birthday yesterday. Oh, yeah? I missed her birthday. I flew here to Vegas.
Oh, my God.
She said she's not going to sleep with me for a month.
Your ass is grass.
Oh, it's just
no sex.
I think she went out with another man last night to dinner and dessert. Cake. After dinner drink.
She posted it up?
I mean, all pictures, the whole deal. And I think my daughter drove him like a limo driver. She drove him.
She's going to put you on timeout. You're not going to get
It's just unbelievable. The treatment. Yeah. I deserve better.
Yeah, yeah.
So, listen, you are getting in the ring here Saturday night. Big event. You know what my favorite part of it is how much cash you're going to make. Yeah. I mean, let's get down to business, bro. Like, that's a lot of money.
It's a
better aim fight you've had.
No, I mean, 100%.
100% more money. Like, that's what it's about. That you've gotten to this level, and you're finally getting that stack.
Yeah.
Like, if I were you, I'd be tripping. I'd be like, this is what's up.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I know the money's always going to be there. You know, money's just a tool. You know, it's not something that controls.
Maybe not like this. If you win this fight, you're going to make even more money.
That's what I'm saying, but that's where the bag
is. It'll be like a river.
No, that's where the real bag is at. That's why I'm going to be wiping my ass for $100 bills.
This is the first step bag.
Of course. Yeah, this is the first step. It's like the break the door down and go through the door, collect your bag, but the bag is outside that
door. What did you think when you got the fight and they were like, listen, you're going to fight Alvarez? Like, I know you're a badass. I know you believe in yourself. I know you talk. I know you fight. I know you knock guys out. But at some level, like, listen, I've had some big gigs. Like, I got called on David Letterman. You know Letterman, New York. So Letterman calls me up and says, come do my show. And I went to the bathroom in my pants.
Oh, shit.
When you get that call, you trip out. What did you do when you got that call that you were going to fight Canelo? I mean, let's face facts. That's a big call.
Yeah. You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
I got baptized.
Ooh. Right in
I got
the
baptized.
River.
I got baptized right there. I already knew. I said, this is all God's plan, man. And I said, I'm gonna change my life. That's it. Like, I got this opportunity. God presented it to me. So I'm gonna change my life. And I got baptized.
So I think most people don't know you enough about who you fought and who you've kicked their ass, because you've been knocking guys out left and right.
Yeah.
But they don't know. They're like, who's this Berlanga guy fighting Canelo Alvarez? Saturday night's your real coming out party.
Yeah.
This is the biggest of big time fights on pay-per-view, on Prime Video, and this is big money fights, a big audience, you know, millions of people that are tuning in to watch you for the first time that have never heard of you. So this is your showing. This is your unveiling.
Yeah.
So if God has a plan for you, Saturday night is the plan.
Yeah, 1,000%, man. We didn't come this far, you know, and one thing for sure, right? I'm not supposed to be here. You know, people are, you know, they bash me left and right, whether it's bad or good, but they bashing me on socials and stuff, you know.
So what?
But at the end of the day, right, I look at it, I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. You know why? I could curse or no? I could curse.
No, it's not good for my future.
But I
love cursing, but believe me, I did the dirtiest show ever. Mafia, did I do the dirtiest show ever? I did the dirtiest show ever. My show was so dirty, they made me go clean. Oh, they made me start wearing suits. They put me on TV. They made me tuck in my shirt. And this is an untucked shirt.
Yeah.
They yelled at me today to tuck it in.
Yeah,
they just wanted to look and see if I had gained any weight. Yeah. I'm as pretty as a girl. You can feel it. But listen, when you get in there with this let's just face it, he's insanely talented.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen him fight 30 times. He means business.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your plan, at the very least, in the back of your head? Not with trainers telling you what to do, your corner telling you what to do, your PR people telling you what to do, the media telling you what to do, fans telling you what to do. When you're going to bed at night, closing your eyes, what are you planning on doing? Like how this thing develops? I want to go in early. I want to do this. What do I want to do in the next round? What do I want to do in the middle rounds? How long do I want this to go? What have you been dreaming about?
I know you said
knocking him out.
Yeah, that for sure. But you said a lot there. But you know what's on my mind?
You know what I mean?
No. But check it.
You feel me?
No. But I'm about to hit it, nip it on the butt. I got to be great for 36 minutes. I got to be great for 36 minutes. You know what's that? 36 minutes is 12 rounds.
I know exactly what it is.
If it goes that long, 12 rounds, I got to be great for 36 minutes. That's all that's on my mind. I got to be great from round 1 to round 12.
Has your training led you to that 36-minute peak?
Of course,
1,000%. Like you got no problem, three per and let's dance.
I mean, I went to the mountains. I went to Colorado Boulder, you know, 8,000.
Up there, it's really 8,000. High up there. Thin air. The noodles cook differently. Yeah. Tennis balls don't bounce.
Yeah.
I drank six beers. I thought I drank 20.
Yeah, for sure, man. So, you know, we were sparring 12 rounds out there, 13 rounds. Coming out here, you know, it's like equivalent to sparring 20 rounds.
Do you know anyone that you fought? I'm telling you, like, I know this cat. I've seen him fight. I've been at all his fights.
Of course.
My man, he punches hard. Like, your body has got to be ready for the type of body blows that this guy throws. He throws more dangerous body than he does up top.
Of course.
Like, he beat you in the body so bad that you'll wish your mommy was in the ring with you. Have you prepared for this kind of assault from him? Because he's going to go at it with you. And obviously, he knows how to win these belts. He's won all these titles.
We prepare for everything, man. You know, I'm ready. I'm prepared to take a shot, but I'm prepared to also give him a shot. Cause we gotta earn that respect in there.
You
bro.
Got big hands.
I hit hard, bro. So, I hit very hard. Bro.
I know you do.
No, I hit very hard.
You hit so hard, I feel it right now.
I don't hit.
I don't
hit like Triple G. I don't hit like those guys, bro.
You're the most dangerous guy he's fought.
1,000%.
That's beautiful, bro.
1,000%.
I'm pulling for you. Like 1,000%. I think it'd be absolutely whacked. Like I've been to fights for 35 years. I've seen the greatest fights that have ever happened in Las Vegas, all of them. And it would be whack if you knocked him out. If you knock out Canelo Alvarez, I know you think you're gonna, and you've said you're gonna. I've heard you say you're gonna kill him. I've seen all the press conferences. But if you do it, like I'm telling you, because I'll be sitting front row, I will jump through the roof of the T-Mobile Arena, and I will fly to the moon like a rocket if you knock him out.
1,000%.
This place will jump. It will. The roof will come off if you knock him out.
Don't blink Saturday night.
Don't blink.
And get your popcorn ready.
Listen, I love popcorn, dude. I eat more popcorn. Mavia, tell him, who eats more popcorn than me? No one. I eat more popcorn than I eat butter, a bag of normal Redenbacher every night. I like a lot of butter, too. But, like, you know, when I'm 59, son, everything I eat, I get
fatter.
I like
to put salt on it, too.
But I play basketball. So how tall are you now?
I'm like 6'1", 6'2".
See, I'm a lot bigger than you, son. I'm 240, 6'4". He's 6'5", 240. We will both kick your ass on a basketball court, but you will knock us out in the ring. You got your thing, I got mine.
I think in the basketball.
But I eat a lot more than you. You have to watch your weight. I eat everything I see. Last night I had egg noodle bolognese. I had like 15 rum and cokes. You love rum. You're Puerto Rican, son.
I got a rum company.
Oh, what rum?
Lisa.
Oh, dude, we got to hook up after this fight, son. Listen. Hey, I'm pulling for you, bro. It's great to meet you. You're a badass.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, good luck Saturday night. Good luck with your career. I hope you explode and just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a time for whoever, man.
My man,
you
know? Edgar Berlanga, Carver High. You see this guy? He means business over here in Sin City. He is not afraid of Canelo Alvarez. He told me he was going to kill him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back in Vegas, and look who it is, the legendary author and styling as usual, Jerry Eisenberg, an institution in sports and in the best books ever. And he's done it again. He's knocked it out of the park with his latest entry into the world about his good dear friend, Larry Doby. Jerry Eisenberg, it's good to have you back on Pharrell on the Bench. Obviously, you've done my show a few times over the years.
Yeah, I have.
Now, your wife is here. She's beautiful. And I'm a little disappointed that she's here because I know that my mother-in-law wants to sleep with you. She is just the perfect woman. As you know, you have the perfect wife. But my mother-in-law has always been in love with you. I'm going to tell her.
No, tell her.
Eileen, my mother-in-law wants to sleep with Jerry.
Now tell.
She's 104. She's outlived 9 popes.
She's 10 years older than me because I turned 94 3 days ago.
I know you turned 94 3 days ago. If I say my mother-in-law's age right now, she'll cut off my winky. You know what that is? I'll be doomed.
If I can remember, I think.
I remember, Lisa. So, I noticed earlier that you had a cachet of reasons why there was at least 4 reasons why you wrote the book about the great Larry Doby. Now, the funny thing is, obviously, I know who Larry Doby was because you have to really be a baseball fan to know the kind of history that we're talking about here. Larry Doby, I don't think most kids today or young adults or even
older adults
or even dads know who Larry Doby was. You have to be a purist to know, in my opinion, who Larry Doby was. And you know what, Jerry? Larry deserves this. And I think his son had said something like that to you, like, if you want to do a book, please do a book about my dad, and I'll do whatever I can to help you. I remember reading something
said,
like that,
he
right?
He said something a little bit different, but I'll never forget it. He said, you know, I was in his house. I knew him because I knew Doby for 35 years.
Right.
And he said to me, if you need any help on this book, he said, I got to tell you why I will help you. Because my dad had a very, very tough life, as you know. And he trusted almost nobody. But I can tell you, he trusted you so much, I'll help you.
I mean, people don't realize how intertwined and close he was to, like, Jackie Robinson really got all the credit for breaking the color barrier. But Larry Doby was, like, you know, literally 2 weeks behind him.
Same year.
Same year.
You might.
Like, am I wrong? Like, I think he was same year.
No, it was a little more than 2 weeks, but it was
right after.
But Larry, it was a bit early in the season because Larry signed on with the Indians
on
July.
As a Pirate fan, I found that very unfortunate that he ended up with the
Everybody
Indians.
Lost out when they did.
Yeah, they lost out when they got him. I actually, as you know, Jerry, I root for nothing good to happen to Cleveland ever as a city.
Well, you know, as Jim Boughton said, if you're going to have a plane crash, have it on the way in.
Jim Boughton, that was another good one, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, Jerry, you've been on my show several times, and so many of your books that you've done, your career is so unbelievable and so brilliant and so lasting. And the impressions you've left for all of us with all of your work and all of your books. I know you have fun writing them. What are your favorites? Can you rattle them off?
Well,
I don't want to put you under too much pressure.
Because
you're so great at it. Like, I don't know how you rank. When you're as good as Jerry Eisenberg is, Mafia and Carver High, they're like asking him to rank his favorite works of art is like asking someone in Las Vegas what their favorite restaurant is.
Well,
I mean, it could take all day.
I'll tell you this. I've done 15 books. And
most people haven't read 15 books, Jerry.
Much fewer than that today.
Fred Sternberg told me he has only read 1 book, and it was on a flight to Perth, Australia. It took 12 hours.
And his wife was with him, and she read it to him.
And she left him that weekend.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, what I was going to say was 15 books. Most of them were good books, and I wrote most of them for the money. 3 books I would have written for nothing.
I love that. He did it for the money. He's the first guy to admit he does everything for money that I've met in boxing or any sport. Did you hear the guy tonight? I just had Berlanga on the show, and I said, for the first time in your life, you're going to make more money than God. He says, I don't fight for money. I'm like, you liar.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this.
Liar.
I'll tell you this. But 3 of those books were books that I had to write. I just had to write.
And which ones?
Okay. Doby is one because he was screwed by history.
Screwed.
Fell through the tracks. Jackie gets in the Hall of Fame his very first time and deserved it. Larry got in at age 78, and I'm very proud to say I had something to do with that, with a real celebrity. Here's what happened. I kept writing, he's got to get in. Larry says to me, Jerry, I'm flattered that you feel that way, but you're going to embarrass yourself. Please, if they're never going to put me in, and this might be my last year on the ballot, I'm going out to California stay with Newcomb, let them look for me, because they're never going to come anyway. I said, well, I think I'll take one more shot. Now, here's what I did. I wrote the meanest, nastiest column I could write, starting with this. Why am I not surprised that the Veterans Committee will not put you in the Hall of Fame when, in fact, many of them are the same sons of bitches that didn't want you to get one at bat in the major?
Right.
Now I photostat the column. Now I mail it to every member of the committee. I get one response. It starts, dear asshole.
Oh, God.
And now I'm ready to get mad, except I was wrong. Dear asshole. Monty Irvin, Yogi Berra.
Respectfully, I got 30 seconds.
All right. Monty Irvin, Yogi Berra, and me. I've been trying to get him in the Hall of Fame. So get off your ass and get us the votes. We need to sign Ted Williams.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Ted Williams. It's not every day someone gets a letter from Ted Williams. You know what I got to do before you get out of here? It's great having you on the show. That you can't leave without signing one for me.
I won't.
Like Pharrell. It's, you know, F-E-R-R-A-L-L. Like Pharrell. Here, I'll take the mic. You do the book. Jerry Eisenberg, I got here, Carver High, signing a and you don't have one, Carver High. You lose. I got Jerry signing an autograph for me, and he's not going to sign one for you because he said he hates the Buffalo Bills.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, back in Vegas at the MGM Grand. Don't forget to order the fight, Canelo Berlanga, on Prime Video pay-per-view Saturday night from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. And Jerry Eisenberg was fantastic on the air. Sans his multiple bombs that he dropped on the air with his foul mouth. But his wife does not like me either. Because she knows that my mother-in-law wants to sleep with Jerry, and they are roughly in the same ballpark when it comes to age, and I think there's potential for a serious love affair.
Well, I got to tell you, usually when you go to these things, obviously, you never know with the fighters if they're going to drop bombs. You never have any idea what's going to happen with that. But I definitely didn't have Eisenberg on the card for dropping a bomb with you today. Of all the guys you were going to have on, I didn't think that Eisenberg would be one of the ones to drop a bomb. So there you go. But he has spent so much time around all the boxers. Maybe that's why, Scotty. He just feels
listen, as you know, Carver High, full on, that there is the potential at the Boxing Media Center for rather – ripe language to fly around the room, not only at the press conferences, but also amongst our peers and on and off the air here. There is a lot of, let's just say, rough people and rough language.
It does happen from time to time. Can I go back to Berlanga for a second?
Conversation with please.
That you had right before Jerry. He's very confident, which you need to be, I guess. He's very confident. And I like what he said. He's like, he's not thinking about, like you brought up, I told you, he's getting 17 and a half mil minimum guaranteed for this, and he gets a little more. He's got, he's thinking more pie in the sky, Scott. He's like, no, you win this fight, and then you really start rolling in cash. I mean, guys, he's thinking big picture. I like that about him. Maybe it could be worth small sprinkle Saturday night, or no, it's not. It's not worth a small sprinkle Saturday night.
Now, listen, I got to be honest with you. I told you what I said to him. I would jump through the roof and fly to the moon like Elton John as Rocket Man if he knocks out Canelo Alvarez. He says he's going to knock him out. He's going to kill him, everything else. And I'm trying to express to this kid in Portuguese how badly his ribs are going to be broken by Canelo Alvarez in this fight. Canelo Alvarez is going to beat this kid within an inch of his life.
Well, I think you would love to see them actually do it, because then the fight becomes memorable, right? You know, if Canelo lost to Berlanga on Saturday night, if he got knocked out by Berlanga, etc., it becomes a very memorable fight. I think if it's like any other Canelo fight where he comes in 12 rounds, he's just going to beat the guy up and then he's going to go walk away on points, it's probably not as memorable. But if Berlanga beats him, Scotty, suddenly you were at a very big fight that people are going to remember for a while.
Oh, so listen, I'm getting I just want to say something funny right now. Can I say this? Cannon is texting me, and I thought it was a college roommate of mine. That's my butt. I thought it was someone else. I thought Brady Cannon was my.
There you
How
go.
Funny is that? I'm texting with him.
Hey, he was going to reach out while you were in town.
Brady did
let you know that.
I didn't know he had my phone number, because he didn't. You gave him the number.
I gave him the number, yes. We have things coming up in this final hour, but we're going to have to squeeze in. I'm going to stay in Texas State. I have all the baseball for tonight that we have to get through, other NFL things as well, including I have for you today, Scotty, Deshaun Watson saying he had no idea that this was coming point in the final hour. As well.
Oh, we got everything, lawsuits and everything else. And then yesterday, these teams from the Mountain West that are going to try to revive the Pac-8.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that too. That's official. They're joining the Pac-12, so 6 teams there now.
Let's go.
Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack. Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1, born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.